Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I would redo it. Isn't that much better than the one I played last night? Welcome to the Spirit of America party. And we could use a little spirit. And the Spirit of America party book. If you want to know what's going on in your country and get the book, you can't tell the players without a scorecard. So, where are we tonight? More Americans are realizing it's coming slow, but more Americans are substituting the word leftist for communist, and more Americans are realizing that we are in a communist trap that was set for us back in 1945, and they never stopped working to undermine our Constitution. And if it wasn't for our Constitution, we would be in Soviet hands today. So protect that Constitution like you did when you took your oath. whether it was to become an American citizen or to serve your country. So the topic tonight that we chose was Mahalo, Mickey Mouse, the Obama Report. Mahalo. He gave everybody a mahalo on the way out. This guy flips the bird at America all day long. He doesn't care what you think. He doesn't care what you want. He's just going to give you mahalo. He's changed the definition of mahalo to F you. I couldn't wait to hear what he had to say before he sped away. 17 days in Hawaii. No tax refunds for Yui and Mi'i. He proudly called on only leftist women. No males. And he ran out the clock with his 2 o'clock his 2 o'clock press release. And he ran out the clock with Mickey Mouse gossip. How clever he is. He thinks we're all dumb. He thinks we're all of those rioters that shout, hey, hey, what do you say? Let's kill a cop today. He thinks we're those people. Easily misled. And ending up dead. And so, some of his Mickey Mouse gossip, he was talking to one girl. He said, I hear you're moving to Brussels. He said to a giggly girl who reminded me of Clinton's harmonica teacher. I was waiting to see what sprouts in Brussels. Of course, he played the race card, but he left out that a communist mayor in New York City ordered a crackdown on Lucy cigarette sellers, and the ghetto merchants marched on one police plaza, demanding the arrest of big overweight black guys with asthma selling untaxed cigarettes, because they don't like big black overweight guys with asthma. They were under orders from a communist mayor, who transmitted his order to the top command at the 120 precinct, and the word went down to the 120 precinct, to the black precinct commander, to take down, and I don't remember the guy's name, is it Gardens? The black precinct commander immediately ordered a black female sergeant to take an arrest team to seize the big guy. The film of the takedown has edited out the black police sergeant, a female, who ordered police officers to arrest the Gardens. And he died of a heart attack an hour after his arrest. There is good money in race cars. I'll give you an example. Jesse Jackson scored $2 billion on Toyota when they did an ad showing gold teeth and big red lips on a black customer. Now Sony is under intimidation. They want no trouble with the enemy of Japan, North Korea. You know, North Korea ships land in Japan beaches and kidnap people. Did you know that? Did you know that Kim Il-un's father kidnapped a Japanese actress and kept her hostage for 5 years? There's a lot going on that we don't know about. You know why that is? Because any news media with a C in their handle is communist, and they hide the communist truth. So Sony is under intimidation, and they want no trouble with the enemy of Japan, North Korea. Maybe if we were North Koreans, we would not take kindly to a movie company making jokes about our sad culture, showing the assassination of their leader. If North Korea made a movie about the assassination of Obama, how many Americans would find that funny? don't answer that. Yeah, Sony made a decision based on the number of American lawsuits that could ripple and cripple their corporation. Many actors like George Clooney actually believe that because they're an actor and they put on a military uniform, that they can defeat Iran on a Hollywood set making movies. Yeah. Obama said Sony should have talked to me. And why would Sony want to talk to him, knowing that Jesse Jackson made $2 billion on Toyota? And by the way, if you bought a Toyota, you paid for you paid that $2 billion. You have a $2 billion Toyota. And you can't blame the Japanese. They don't want any trouble. They just want to. But you know what? Even the Japanese, who, as part of their constitution, said no nukes, are reconsidering nukes, because the Japanese are the masters of the first strike, and they don't want to be stricken by the Chinese with no retaliatory capability. So never forget, this is the same Japanese people, the same samurai warriors that sunk the entire Russian fleet at Port Arthur and sunk the American naval fleet at Pearl Harbor. They are the masters of the first strike. And when that dragon starts to breathe fire, everybody better watch out. So Obama said Sony should have talked to me. And Sony said what? And spend $2 billion when we only lost $300 million? And what I want to know is, and everybody's calling Sony cowards. That's easy to say. Let me put your wife and children on the front line. Let's see how brave you are. Huh? Let's see how brave you are when somebody sends a recent picture of your family saying we can get to you anytime. See how brave you are. Obama said Sony should have talked to me. Who will threaten Sony when they make the movie Benghazi? I'll give you another Christmas tune, take a little break, and we'll line up the talk, the blogs from the Tea Party.
Just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops listen and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow, the snow. But then I am dreaming of a white Christmas. Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright. And may all your Christmases be white.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Just like the teapot to listen, and there to listen to hear play bells in the snow. Yeah, dreaming of a white Christmas with
a Tea Party headline about Governor Perry saying that the border is wide open. And he took Brett Baer on a helicopter ride along the Rio Grande, and they watched two guys swimming from Mexico to the USA. And so here are some of the comments. I like to read the comments. Sometimes I don't even bother to read comments and see what the opinion is. This is from Mickey Dolan. I got to give people credit for their comments. Oh, he's from Cardinal Hayes High School in the Bronx. And I went to their sister school. Of course, we weren't sisters. But Bishop Dubois in Harlem. Yeah, the teachers actually, when they created Bishop Dubois High School, the teachers came from Cardinal Hayes. You know who went to Cardinal Hayes? Regis Philbin. And he has helped a lot of kids at Cardinal Hayes, black and white, over the years. And he was in the Marine Corps, Regis Philbin. And he never shows that he's carrying a gun, because he probably doesn't. He probably just carries his rosary. What is it going to take for us to close down our borders? This insanity has to stop. Obama wants a civil war to break out in America. I believe that. Is there no way to stop this open border insanity? Islamic terrorists can cross, drug cartels welcomed, Americans on the border killed and robbed and told to shut up. Do we need one of our schools attacked and all the kids killed by Islamic scum terrorists? Will Diane have another hissy fit and say no torture a suspect? America has lost its common sense, and someone has to step up and challenge the enemies within the fifth column, the fifth communist column. The news, beware the news works that have the communist letter C in their logo. NBC, nothing but communists. Can you believe Chris Matthews? You know when he makes me puke? When he stands up and says, I'm a Catholic. Yeah, and I'm an Irish Catholic. Then I puke twice. Unbelievable, man. And he gets a tingle in his leg when he sees Obama. Yeah, too bad, man. Too bad. Colleen Rimkus says, you put it so well, thank you. There's a guy that's proud of his high school. Joe Duncan, I completely agree that some of the citizens in this country have lost all common sense. They have changed bad people to misunderstood and good people to crazy. It makes no sense, and current leadership of this country is to blame. The president had a chance to bring us all together. He didn't want to do it. He had no intentions. He has been a bird flipper from day one. You want a typical example? Gates, the Harvard professor. Trust nobody from Harvard. Gates, the Harvard professor, was breaking into his house because he forgot his keys, and he was arrested by a policeman, and he had a hissy fit. And he dressed down the policeman and told him that he was a personal friend of the President of the United States. And the policeman said, can you please prove that you're not breaking into somebody else's house? So the President of the United States, based on an arrest of one of his communist buddies, went on public media and dressed down the policeman. And he dressed down all policemen. And that's why you got people marching in New York City shouting, hey, hey, kill another cop today. Right? Because the president, they call him a community organizer, but he's really not. He's a community instigator. And he thinks he's going to instigate enough communities to overthrow the country. He hasn't gone to Gettysburg. Okay, so let's see. Elaine Morris says, just hide and watch. This is the new voter base. I completely agree. Some have lost. Okay, we said that one already. Molokai. Now is the time for the Hawaii Attorney General to issue a felony arrest warrant for the illegal alien fraudster born in Kenya named Barack H. Obama, a.k.a. Barry Sotero, a citizen of Indonesia, who is guilty of election fraud, ID fraud, impersonating a citizen of the USA, usurpation of office of POTUS, smoking a lot of that, a violation of oath of office, murder, treason, etc. Lots of paid law enforcement people will be on hand to put that criminal into handcuffs and into federal jail at Honolulu Airport until his arrival in Hawaii, and take Abercrombie Schatz and DOH officials and Linda Lingle to jail with Obama for being complicit in Obama crimes. Don't mess up this time. Issue at all points criminal arrest warrant bulletin and book Obama into the federal hotel at the airport now. And he's commented, Obama, fraud, usurper, not POTUS. Edward Garcia says, make it so. He's got a picture of a girl, pretty girl with a shot. Chris Headley, you hit the nail, dead center. He's got a picture of a ship in the harbor. Elaine Morris, 18 U.S.C., Part 1, Chapter 115, Section 2381. He usurped presidency by fraud during a time of war. Obama, a spy under the UCMG at Section 906, Article 106. How's that? These people know their Constitution and the UCMJ, Uniform Code of Military Justice. I thought it was cowardice in the face of the enemy, and I thought that was like Article 29, where he could face a firing squad for Benghazi. Here's Bob Laninfa. Obama hates and despises America, all its people, and what we stand for. And you want to know something? He's got no use for the people he plays. He has, because he considers them stupid. He considers them stupid and easily led. For spit, he's doing everything that Americans are against. Don't be surprised at what he may do next. When he refused to salute the American flag, I knew then something is very wrong. If you Google Obama images, you will see him on a platform in Iowa. Platform is Hillary Clinton, the wife of Tom Harkin, who's not on the platform because he knows what Obama was going to do and he hid out away from the picture. Obama and the guy that used to be the Department of Energy when oil was $10 a barrel and the reserves were two-thirds full and he wouldn't spend the 10 bucks. What's his name? He was also the governor of New Mexico. I always forget his name. But they were on the platform with a big American flag in the background. You can find this picture, I'm sure, because I see it from time to time. And everybody's got their hand over their right hand over their heart, and they're playing the Star Spangled Banner. And Obama has got his hands over his crotch. This guy does. He has a penchant for flipping the bird. Tomorrow, I'll put up all his bird flipping pictures to give you an idea what he really thinks of this country. He's like a guy that won the lotto, and he's got 2 years to go with the money. Okay. Until the people push Congress with everything we got, they are not going to act to get rid of him. I got to tell you, we got to get rid of the rhinos before we get rid of the demo camos. We got to scare the Shiite out of the rhinos. They got to, just like this Menendez is now saying, he's outraged that Obama made a deal with Cuba and he had no knowledge of it. He's lying. His constituency is made up of a lot of Cuban Americans who hate Castro, and he's lying. He's a bad man. he doth protest too much, as Shakespeare said. Yeah, he's lying. He is definitely lying. And he's the one that went down, I think, to Santo Domingo on a plane with a rich capitalist, probably from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which is now communist-backed. Yeah, they are sellouts, man. U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Don't include me in your chamber. And he flew down there to Santo Domingo, and he went to the Sugar Daddy Lounge, and he toyed with niños, with little señoritas. And the word got back to the States. And the señoritas that identified him as a lecher all of a sudden changed their testimony. All the ones that didn't disappear into the jungle. Bob Menendez. There's nobody dirtier than Democrats. Dirty, lousy, stinking Democrats. You know the difference between a Republican and a Democrat when they get caught stealing? The Republican lies and says, I did not do it. The Democrat says, you can't prove it. Okay. Herb Koch says, Matt McCleary says, I'll even buy the ammo, Alan. Herb Koch says, let me see here. We got to go to Alan Durkee. I totally agree with the last three comments, only I personally feel he needs to stand before a firing squad for treason to this once God-loving, God-fearing nation. Why doesn't anyone do anything about this? Are we all chicken? And then there's a lot of explanation marks. Should the Lord tarry on his return, our children, grandchildren, etc. are going to be living in total poverty under the yay-hole for commander-in-chief. I say no more a pussyfooting around, but take them out. I will even buy the ammo, Alan, says Matt. Herb Koch says, amen. I hope for all the worst for him. We deserve God's help to remove this. And then there's, you know, what happens when you get touched with the thorn? What do they call that? That's what they're calling him. Nothing new for a bozo, just another lie. Oh, man, he was lying today. If there was a lie counter, that number would have been ringing like a register. Oh, man. And he thinks everybody is buying. And Jimmy Wayne says, exactly, and Semper Fi. And he mentions his high school. Okay. Haskell Jr., senior high. Pablo Ventura, I agree with all the comments, especially the one that said he should stand before a firing squad for treason. Oh, and the Democrats, or as I call them, the communists, be upset. Huh? You want to? We shoot the president on for treason. You watch the Democrat Party pointing the fingers at each other. They'll be testifying against each other. I knew it. I knew Durbin. Durbin told me to say it. I was under their spell. They sprinkled me with woofy dust to watch Obama every time he opens his mouth trying to quell the notion that he's lying. It infuriates me more. My dog is starting to bark at his speeches. I wish it could happen, but highly unlikely, says Paul. And the other guy was Michael Leinbach. I wish it could happen, but highly unlikely. There are strong outside influences that wish to protect. Oh, they delivered him up. They delivered him up. Complete the approved in 2006 two-layer 700-mile border fence, pass mandatory e-stop and stop visa overstays. If I was president of the country, I would have a one-year moratorium on visas. I wouldn't let anybody in. And I would say to all my international friends, I deeply apologize for this, but we got a mess here that we have to unravel before we can make any progress. Please bear with us. This is just a temporary, give us a chance to get back on our feet and get rid of all the street gangs that are from Central America. and they would go first. I would take them out of jail, and I'd send them back. I wouldn't waste a jail cell on any of them. I would send them all back. That's what I would do. Then I'd change a few rules. No taxes, city, state, or federal, after 40 hours overtime. The government should not be a leech, a tax leech, a tax vampire. 40 hours of taxes is more than enough every week. The rest should go back to the people. You know, they're talking about Cuba and how all of us are going to go down there and we're going to get bargains. We're going to get bargains you can't believe. Guys will be coming back and telling you, I stayed at a hotel for $20 for the whole week. And the Cuban people that are going to be working in those hotels are going to be getting paid. We're going to be paying in dollars. They're going to be getting paid in pesos. And they're going to look at their peso paycheck and they're going to say, that's nothing. That's garbage. I'm here for the tips. Those gringos. One gringo just gave me $5. That's what I made all of last month working for communism. And Fidel Castro owns all the rum, all the sugar, all the tobacco, everything, all the assets, offshore drilling, narcotics. And the poor Cuban people, they're eating still life paintings. When they see the gringos come in, first off, the Europeans that went there and the Canadians, they're bad tippers. Wait till the New Yorkers get down there. Wait till the people that are in the service industries from the United States get down there. They'll be shooting $10 and $20 tips all over the place. The first Cubans that get a job in any of these hotels, man, and I'm sure they're going to have to pay bribes to get the job, they're gonna score big time. I'm going to give you a tune. I got to say hello to a visiting angel. You know the visiting angels? They take care of senior citizens. I married a visiting angel. I'll give you one. It's a Pennsylvania coal song. And you know what? Anybody that lives in coal country that votes Democrat, they ought to have to work in the mine for free.
There's Cleo and Neo and the baby crocodile. We live on the Allegheny River, Pittsburgh's about a mile. When Cleo feels free, oh, well, the dancing gets so wild. You'd swear that the Allegheny River was the River Nile.
For coal to make an honest dollar. The foreman screams, it's 5:15, but he don't hear him holler.
I dug so far, I do declare, there's Cleopatra standing there.
If you don't believe it, come along and see it. There's Cleo and me, oh, and the baby crocodile. We live on the Allegheny River, Pittsburgh's about a mile. When
when I asked her rage and she flew in a raging when I start to tease her.
I say, you cad, don't treat me bad or I'll go back to Caesar.
But dear, the way your kisses burn, it took 2,000 years to learn.
Cut it out, you flatterer. The crocodile begins to smile and I begin the wiggling.
I sit upon a bag of coal and try to use my self-control.
But when a dance gets fiery, she brings out my Irish. We live on the Allegheny River, Pittsburgh's about a mile.
before I forget, to say a little prayer for an Army, a lieutenant, who just got 20 years in a prison for taking the oath to serve and defend the United States. He was in Afghanistan. He replaced another officer who was taken out by the Taliban, along with four GIs in the unit. He was there about, I think, 6 weeks, and he promised the men under his command they would all go home in one piece. And he was at a roadblock, and three Afghanis on a motorcycle ignored the halt command by the road guard, and they sped up, and he ordered the troops to open fire on them. And it turned out that they were not armed. Two died and one ran away. So for this, he got 20 years in Fort Leavenworth. And he's not alone. There are other Americans in Fort Leavenworth that nobody acknowledges, and they have been tamarisied. And we all know the story of Sergeant Tamarisi. Obama wouldn't raise a finger to help him because he hates the military. And he hates Marines. That's why he makes them hold umbrellas when a Muslim prime minister from Turkey comes. It's like an inside joke. It's a put-down. I had them holding umbrellas. And Obama, if you remember in one of his debates, said bayonets are obsolete. Have you seen any of the beheadings of ISIL? Do you see what they do? They have a box full of bayonets, and each one has a prisoner. And as they pass the box, they take a bayonet, they take a knife, and then they make the prisoner kneel down, and they cut his head off. And that could never happen in the United States, because never can happen. It happens all the time. And just like those Twin Towers, nobody will ever win the land of the free and the home of the brave. The only trouble is the brave is in Afghanistan tonight. Yeah, we're in trouble. And Obama has decimated the entire military. We are wide open. And now we're losing the war on a cyber warfare. So let me tell you what this guy says. This will be the last one I'll read on this, and we'll look for a new topic. His name is Dave Falanga. And he's got a sign next to the alarm clock. And the sign says, "Prepare to meet thy God." And he's from a Sunni in Binghamton. To me, all the Sunnis are communist corrupt. But here's a guy who escaped. Do we need one of our schools attacked? Our schools, really government schools, have been under attack for over three generations, producing stupid students that are anti-American from a Sunni graduate. How does one turn this around when Congress and parents ignore this foundational source of our destruction? And then he does a quotation from Matthew 15:14. Let them alone. Let they be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. So there you go. You got a little Bible education. Now, having said that, we're going to find a new topic. He said, error. I hate it. I hate it when I get the error messages. Do you hate it?
Mail.
I got mail. Let's see what we got here. The nuclear option, Obama acting like a valet. Kids of soldiers reject PC attempt to change. Military brats, they're called. That's their own nickname. Let's see what it says. Downloading. The nickname for children who grew up with parents in the military has a long, proud pedigree, so proud that hundreds of military brats objected to a charity's attempt to soften that nickname by eliminating the brats part of their long-used nickname. Until this month, Jennifer Fink, 23, ran a support charity for military families called Operation Champs. Since 2012, Operation Champs offered free babysitting services to military families. As part of her charity, Fink and her mother, Debbie, neither of whom grew up in a military family, wrote a children's book aimed at instituting a new nickname for military brats in order to eliminate the negative-sounding brats from the old label. Debbie Fink explained in 2012 that traditional brat name might unduly add to the challenging situation that kids of military personnel already experience. So in an attempt to alleviate this problem they felt burdened military kids, the pair published a book called The Little Champs, an acronym for Child Heroes Attached to Military Personnel. With their charity, the Finks toured across the world with the USO, giving military kids thousands of free copies of the book. Despite that the book had been out for almost 2 years, this year, some who were once children of soldiers became upset and charged that the book was an unwanted exercise in political correctness. Probably was. Many felt it was perfectly acceptable to be called military brats, and in fact, they preferred the traditional name so much, they took to social media with a vengeance to let Jennifer and her mother know they were proud to be brats. And here's a reply by Leslie. Been a military brat all my life. Ooh. You know what her logo is? The Don't Tread on Me snake eating up the Obama logo. And damn proud of it. My father was a great man and did many wonderful things while serving in the Navy for 28 years. Franklin says, my children were military brats and hated it, but today they appreciate me more than ever. Military life is tough for a military family. A very high divorce rate. After each deployment, when my family did not go with me, I would come home and Mama would have these two beautiful babies lined up and would have more money than I sent her. This Christmas Day will be 50 years with her, December 25th, 1963. What memories? What have you done for your country? I wanted to leave America the way that I grew up loving it, but with you damn liberals that haven't done nothing but bitch about America, think what's in store for your and my children's children. Damn scary. Old Sarge, non-vet, 68 to 70. Something came to mind while I was reading that. Yes, the benefits. These guys that are rotting in Fort Leavenworth, you know who else is in prison with them? Their families, because they no longer have a source of income. When the guy is sentenced, I'm almost positive he loses all his benefits, unless he's a traitor like Bo Birdcall, who got $300,000 in back pay working for the Taliban. And I heard initially when he was first brought to the surface that he was allowed to carry a sidearm in the Taliban camp, which means he was also probably a teacher. Here's one by James Riggs. My dad was a career Army DI. My brother and I were called Army brats. I have always worn the name proudly. What is wrong with people today? They seem to take offense to everything. It's a part of the conditioning. It's like Pavlov's dogs. They're going to train you to jump on different commands. They seem to take offense to everything. Have we really become so thin-skinned? There has got to be a change in this country. The liberal agenda is making us weak as a people. Let's face it, we will never have a perfect world where no one gets offended. But we can change everything for a few that get offended by every little thing that is said or done. The worst is one person who one person out of 400 says, I'm offended by a creche, and they have to take the creche and down. That, is to me, is real pure communism, where the minority rules the majority. God help us to be more like our greatest generation back in the 40s. They didn't have a drug problem. They got married once. They didn't have to worry about alimony. They had no credit cards. They couldn't get into hock. So that's that story, Kids of Soldiers. All right, let's see. We're going to do a little tune. Being that we're all going to Cuba, I'm going to do one of the Iranians. The Iranians got the shaft. I'll tell you when they got the shaft. The Iranian people were watching Bush's advance into Iraq. First, the Iranians saw Daddy Bush throw Saddam Hussein out of Kuwait. And they said, well, if he'll do that for Kuwait, then maybe one day they'll do it for us or help us. But it was not to be. And when we had the Republican National Guard trapped on the highway of death, and we could have finished off the entire unit, Colin Powell told Daddy Bush, call it off, this is a turkey shoot. And you know what happened to the survivors of the turkey shoot? They were waiting with women and children as bodyguards when little George Bush went to Iraq. And when little George Bush went to Iraq and came out of a sandstorm and made a right turn into Saddam's palace, he was a half hour away by tank from Iran. And the mullahs all crapped their pants because they thought they were next. And that was the time to negotiate. But Bush was too busy fighting the communist Democrats. And it took away from his focus on cleaning up the Middle East. So he established a radio station like Radio Free Europe. I forget what it was called. When they first announced it, I tried to get on there as a DJ and play rock and roll for the Iranian kids. But they hired a Taliban instead. And it went nowhere. So the Iranian kids never really got our support. So what happened? They arose up anyway. Under Obama, I believe, and they all got shot. And the Baji, which is the Iranian secret police, went into the universities where they were protesting, and when the kids were sleeping, they beat them in their beds. And then they would arrest other demonstrators and throw them in a trunk of cars to be taken to prison to be raped, boy and girl, and to be tortured. And the classic picture that everybody who remembers what took place on the streets of Tehran remember is a beautiful girl wearing a white blouse demonstrating with her father. And they put about 3 bullets in her chest. And all she was doing was holding up a poster. Her name, I believe, was Nada, N-A-D-A. And she became a real martyr for the cause of freedom. But nobody remembers that. Nobody remembers that. And now Obama is pulling a Cuba in Iran. So this tune is for the Iranian people who many speak French. And this is called Comme Toi. La
comme toi, comme toi. Comme toi, comme toi, comme toi. Elle allait à l'école au village d'en bas. Elle apprenait les livres, elle apprenait les voix. Elle chantait les grenouilles et les princesses qui dorment au bois.
This is from a St. Thomas, let me see if it says Saint, the Thomas More Law Center, TMLC, a member of the Restore Military Religious Freedom Coalition, was signatory to a letter addressed to Secretary of the Army John McHugh. This letter, made public earlier this week, December the 17th, defends the actions of Captain Joseph Lawhorn, a chaplain with the 5th Ranger Training Battalion. Chaplain Lawhorn was issued a letter of concern because he referenced the scripture while presenting a mandatory suicide awareness and prevention briefing in which he described his own personal struggles with depression. And they got a picture of about 20 GIs, and they're all touching each other, you know, arms around each other, and they're praying with this chaplain. Captain Lawhorn earned his Ranger tab in 1999, was deployed to Afghanistan in 2011, and has served since 2012 with the 5th Rangers. An alarming aspect of this case is the fact that Chaplain Lawhorn's superior colonel, David G. Fivecoat, issued a letter of concern on his own initiative. based on an article in the Huffington Post. The Huffington Post is nothing but a communist rag. And Arianna Huffington sucked in a lot of college kids who worked for nothing and built her Huffington Post up to the point that AOL bought her out for $350 million, and she didn't even thank them for their work. That's what's called using the people. No soldier attending Chaplain Lawhorn's presentation made a formal complaint, nor was the chaplain ever given the opportunity to defend his action before the letter of concern was issued. The coalition's letter requests that the letter of concern be withdrawn as Colonel Fivecoat misjudged the law and disciplined Chaplain Lawhorn without justification. Chaplain Lawhorn, a senior captain who was eligible for promotion to major, could be negatively affected by the letter of concern. And that's how they're taking down the military, these communist rats. And there are guys rotting away, and their families are rotting away in Fort Leavenworth who've been tried for premeditated murder on the battlefield. And their families have lost all benefits, had to sell their homes to pay for a defense. And then now they all live in Kansas so they can go visit daddy. How's that? How would you like to be a kid growing up and they say, what's your father doing? He's rotting away in Fort Leavenworth. And this lieutenant, this Sergeant Vailer, who was charged, he was one of three on a sniper team. The commander of the sniper team ordered him to shoot a guy that got too close to their concealment. The commander and one other stood trial back in, I believe, Fort Bragg. Vailer had to stand trial in Iraq. He was judged by six judges. Not one military judge had combat experience. And he got 15 years in jail. And his wife had to sell their house up in Alaska and come down. You remember Ramos and Campion, the two border guards? They shot a drug dealer in the ass. And they were made examples of. You better not stand up to a narcotics invasion. They were made examples of. Their wives and children had to sell their homes to raise defense money. And they're all starving because now the wife is the sole breadwinner in the family. So what are they doing? You know what they're doing. They're on welfare. Unless they got lucky. Okay, so the coalition's letter requests that the letter of concern be withdrawn as Colonel Fivecoat. This Thomas Moore, there are a couple of other outfits. If you don't like sending money to Catholic-backed outfits, I'm sure you can find. And you know what? I don't think this chaplain is Catholic. And they're defending him. But it's the Thomas Moore Law Center if you want to give him some financial support. You can find them on the web. And you know what? If you do go out to them, ask them how many GIs are rotting away. If they have a list of GIs, I only know of three plus this one that just got sentenced the other day. So that's four that I know. Lieutenant Behenna is out. There was a colonel they tried to get, Chisani. They're trying to get him too. And then they had an incident in Haditha where they tried to get four Marines. So this is what's going on. Political correctness is destroying not only the civilian world, it's destroying the military and it's destroying the police department. And what's going to happen is nobody's going to come to anybody's rescue. There will be no cavalry bugle like the boys of Benghazi were waiting to hear. I wonder if political correctness killed. So having said that, we'll take a look for a tune. And we'll go with a Soul Brothers song. And this is about coming home and getting out of the political correct war. Mm-hmm. They're talking about this Bo Burt call. They're saying that he deserted. They released criminals, meaning Obama. And they're also saying that we paid a ransom. So that'll be interesting to see what happens. I know that they released high-level officials of the Taliban, including three province governors, the head of their CIA, who was responsible for taking out a whole CIA team with an explosive rigged a vehicle at a meeting. And they cover, I got to tell you, this government covers up a lot. They really do. I got a website that I might build called Cover Up Magazine. Yeah, it's unbelievable. The nuclear option, Obama acting like a valet, working for communist terrorists and lip syncers. A valet. Oh, man. I call him the teenage president. Yeah. It is really sad. They got a nice picture of Obama with forward standing next to Lenin saying a forward. Obama comunista. Let's see if this comes up. Save image as. Yeah, I guess so. Okay. We'll do it. All right. We're signing off. I have to, you're letting me out of my cell to exercise. And I'm wishing everybody a Merry Christmas. And I hope that we remember when we're all singing about Santa Claus, who actually is St. Nicholas from Myra. He's a Catholic, a saint, or maybe Greek Orthodox, a saint. But I'm sure we shared saints back then. It was only when Henry VIII decided to set up his own religion that we ran into big problems. Yeah. Well, now all the golden calf people are here in the United States. And they're the ones going around saying happy holidays. They'll never say happy Hanukkah because Moses threw them out of camp. And you can be any race, any religion, and be a golden calf a person. So, having said that, we're going to say a good night, and we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to bless everybody.
Come, Holy Ghost, Creator, bless, and in our hearts take up thy rest. Come with thy grace.
Shorty. The nuclear option, Obama acting like a valet, working for communists, terrorists, lip syncers. He is a communist. He's working with. Okay, so who's the lip syncer? Beyonce. So this is what foreign policy by Beyonce looks like. This is from the Tea Party Assistant National Director. It's been 2 years since the sultry and suave music and power and couple of Beyonce and Jay-Z were publicly humiliated across the globe after they realized it's not cool to visit countries like Cuba, run by totalitarian regimes that sponsor terrorism, steal private property, jail people for no reason, and freely make critics disappear without a trace. No, it's not cool to travel to places like Cuba, financially support the regime's tourism industry, and pose in a massive ad campaign broadcast to the ends of the earth. My friends, you're going to be sick when you see all of the tourists that go to Cuba from the USA. 10 minutes of loyalty is all they're going to give. And after that, it's bargain time. Did you see that? I didn't even have to tip the waiter. I just gave him a banana. He ravaged it. Yeah. No, it's not cool to travel to places like Cuba and impose in a massive ad campaign broadcast to the ends of the earth showing the world's most beautiful couple enjoying all the tiny streets and bright colors and spicy foods of Cuba. Yeah, like spicy parakeet. As presented to you by one of the world's nastiest and most brutal totalitarian governments. There's a speculation that he even killed Che Guevara because Che was getting more popular than him. So Bebe and Jay-Z complained to their buddy President Obama, who shares their embarrassment over America and its rigid unwillingness to be totally cool with Cuba. Totally cool with communist totalitarianism. Come on, dude, lighten up. That communist stuff is so old. It is. It is old, and it has been erased from the minds of Americans. They have no idea what communism is all about. There's only one guy there, and he'll tell you. One side is fighting, and it's not us. And that's Jimmy from Brooklyn. Jimmy from Brooklyn, I haven't heard from him in a couple of days. My guess is he is digging through his archives, and he's got a ton of stuff on Cuban communists. And when he calls me, I'll share it with you. It reminded Mr. Obama of his Chum gang back in Hawaii shooting hoops, being lazy, and smoking reefer all day. Wasn't it roofies? I learned a new buzzword, roofies. That's when a guy blows the smoke and another guy jumps up and re-inhales it as it goes to the roof. I mean, Cuba is an island too, man, isn't it? So now that Mr. Obama literally has nothing more to lose, he flushes down the toilet 5 decades of rare principled diplomacy where America stood with the unjustly jailed, the tortured, and families of the dead against an evil authoritarian tyrannical regime. I had a buddy that worked with me, and he was a navigator on a B-52. And he told me that he was in Florida just as JFK was about to order the invasion of Cuba. And he told me that all the planes on the runway were ordered to go to radio silence, and they were using light signals, handheld light signals. And they were all joking that they were going to have lunch in Havana. But what we didn't know was that the Russians were there already with nuclear weapons and would have wiped out the assault teams on the beaches. And this guy, Oren Long, says, am I the only one to notice that the Prez relentlessly hammers and insults every freely and and democratically elected administration in the free world, while simultaneously sucking up to every brutish dictator and thug he can find. He attacked Canada today on the pipeline. He accused the Canadians of being greedy and that they were not going to let us have any of the oil they were running down through the pipeline. But he really hates the pipeline because his goal was $12 a gallon gas, and he's still trying to get it. Okay, that's our show for tonight. We're saying sayonara. And should we give you a tune? Were you good? Want to do the Hillary Clinton tune?
Crazy little mama come knocking, brother, knocking at my front door, door, door. Crazy little mama come knocking, knocking at my front door. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before. Woke up this morning with a feeling of despair, looking for my baby and she wasn't there. Heard someone knocking, much to my surprise, there stood my baby looking in my eyes. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before. If you got a little mama and you want to keep her neat, keep your little mama off my street. Same thing will happen like it did before. She come knock, knock, knocking at my door. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, just like she did before. Crazy little mama come knocking, brother, knocking at my front door, door, door. Crazy little mama come knocking, knocking at my front door. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before.
Knocking
at my door. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before.